take a request? Or did you have a request?
Just a question.
Do you have a request or a question?
Just a question.
Oh, okay, cool.
So please tell us your name and where you're from.
Hey, I'm Todd from Tallahassee, Florida. Listen to shows from 96, 97, back in the day, there was a lot more bantering between songs and a lot more interaction with the crowd. And then, pretty much with the introduction of the ear monitors, that banter and that interaction with the crowd kind of diminished quite a bit. So my question is, do you guys miss the interaction between the crowd, like this show being the exception? Or are you just glad with the ear monitors and can't hear people yelling, "Too fucking loud"?
There's, you want a real answer or a sarcastic blow off answer? There's ups and downs. There's an upside and a downside to it. You know, I like, you know, fucking around with each other and talking to the crowd to a certain degree. But, you know, seriously, if you're trying to put on a good show, it's all funny as hell. It's all funny as hell. It's all good and funny, you know, for your memory. But, like, when you sit down listening to the show, and, like, the show loses a lot of momentum, especially on a larger scale. Back in 97, 98, we played on small rooms. And,
we all drank a lot more.
So it's kind of difficult to keep that intimacy going. Excuse me? It's kind of difficult to keep that sort of intimacy with the crowd going. But, you know, we still talk to each other with the in-ears and say stupid and inane things. You just don't hear it all the time. I miss some of it. So, you know, obviously it's good to have the in-ears, but, you know, you guys hear, like, the drunken fool screaming the same thing all night long. And if you play, like, you know, as many shows as we play, it after a while you're just like, okay. You know, you sort of, like, if we become, like, dads, where, like, we have selective hearing and we tune it all out, like, yep, all right.
To be honest, the hardest thing is to be sort of diplomatic in those moments and not really say the thing you wish you could say to some people sometimes. And no, but the thing is, and then even if you don't, or even if you smirk, you don't agree. But you know, even it's really difficult sometimes. But you're absolutely right about the inner monitors. The fact is, we can't hear you with our inner monitors in. So you can all be in the front row screaming all sorts of things for us that we need to do because you had to have that happen at this moment, whether it's about your friend's anima or, you know, it's something that we didn't play or should have played because of a religious experience or just want or need to have. We'd like to be there for you.
Oh, that's a pink ring. Oh, that's a pink ring.
We stopped listening long ago.
This is Gary from Pennsylvania. First and foremost, I just want to thank you guys for so many years of great, great music. You guys fucking rock. My question, does Topper really suck?
Since he's not here, well, this is how much Topper sucks. All those shirts that you bought that say Topper sucks on, he got the money for those shirts.
That was
his idea. It was his idea. He completely capitalized on the fact. So any of you guys walking around thinking like you're giving him a flip off, he probably bought like, I don't know, probably not much, but whatever. He's there. All the money at the end.
As strange as our career may seem, and as misguided and disjointed as our tours may seem, you know, there is, I wouldn't say there's a method to the madness, so much as it does seem to be working all the same. And, we do have Tom to thank for a lot of that. On the other hand, I think he's a bastard for not coming on a cruise. So he may not suck, but he's definitely a bastard.
Absolutely. And,
he's scared, but that was okay.
Jim, I don't think you get enough FaceTime in front of the audience. I need some Farmer Ben.
Yeah.